Welcome to the Leadership Lowdown. This is Vic Versaro right here on the Michigan Business Network, and I am really delighted to have with us today an individual that I've met years ago, admired him from afar, wasn't really sure if he knew me very well. We spent some time together in the Rotary Clubs, and thank goodness he remembered me well enough to take my call, and we've got him here with us today because Bill Parlberg is the President and Chief Operating Officer of Zenders of Frankenmuth. Bill, welcome. We're so glad to have you here.
Hey, Vic, great to talk to you on the phone again and renew our acquaintances from Rotary back when.
Yeah, there were some fun days back in there. We did a lot of good things. And, of course, you know, Zenders right up in Frankenmuth is right by all those beautiful small towns off in rural Michigan, rural America. And we just had some great times up there. And I was mentioning, you know, for the three people in Michigan that don't know about Zenders, can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you all oversee as a CEO and president?
Sure, Vic. Well, Zenders has four divisions. Certainly our flagship division would be Zenders Restaurant. We have a 1,500-seat, largest independent family-held restaurant in the United States. We have Zenders Splash Village Hotel and Water Park, just adjacent to Brunner's Christmas Wonderland. Mm. We have our retail division, and then we also own the Fortress Golf Course. So those are four divisions. We're a fixture in certainly in Michigan. The restaurant had its beginnings in 1928, and currently we're third going into fourth generation family business at Zenders of Frankenmuth. So most people probably identify with Zenders, I would say, one or two fronts, world-famous chicken dinners and or the Splash Village Hotel and Water Park, not to mention the Fortress in our retail area.
Yeah, well, and Bill, you know, anybody that knows me, they know what I identify with at Zenders is that bakery downstairs. That's the I could go there and spend a week there in a day. It's an awful awful good place to be a part of. And Zenders has been such a name, a brilliant, bright, shining light in the whole tourism industry. Bill, I have to tell you, years ago when I was living out in Caro, I was fueling my vehicle at the mobile gas station out there on the Birch Run exit, and somebody got out of their car and came over and said, "Sir, can you tell me, is there any kind of tourism attraction, anything around here that we could go and see?" And I consider myself an ambassador of Michigan. I lit up like a Christmas tree, and I said, "Are you kidding me?" So I shared with them all about Zenders and the beautiful town of Frankenmuth and all, and the fact they were in the heart of Michigan's tourism world right there in terms of being close to Frankenmuth. So you guys have so much to offer, and I'm so glad you're here with us. But, you know, you go back a few years. I was doing some research on you, mister, and found out that it's been at least, it's over 30, headed for 40 years that you've been a part of the Zender organization. Is that true?
Yeah, actually, Vic, this year I'll be celebrating my 45th year of service with the Zender organization.
Wow.
I had my humble beginnings as a co-op dish worker back in high school. So,
wait a minute.
Dishes, worked into the kitchen area, had the opportunity to further my education at Northwood University, got my undergrad and MBA there, and actually honorary doctorate degree. So, you know, it's sort of dish worker to the president, chief operating officer position. So there is a trail. It can be done.
Yeah.
Certainly a lot of hard work. You certainly have to be in alignment with the right organization. And Zenders has really always reinvested not only in its company, but its people, its employees. So I'm a primary beneficiary of that and I think a great example for others to follow.
What? I couldn't agree more. It's the American dream. Are you kidding me? You started as a dishwasher and now you're president and chief operating officer of the organization. And man, what's really cool is it feels like in your journey, you probably had an awful lot of experiences along the way. So how many, you don't have to be real accurate with this, but you must have held a number of titles and chairs in that progression in your career, right?
Yeah, one of the cultures of Zenders is we like to promote from within, Vic, and if the talent's there and the capacity's there, and that's family and non-family. But yeah, I worked as a dishworker, back room prep area, cooked chickens, ran buffets. I was personnel director for 3 or 4 years, put a lot of personnel policies in place, worked within our retail food store area, and then oversaw all of our retail division. And from there, worked my way up into the operations capacity, which is more of my background, was in production management and front finance. That was my degree, hospitality management, finance, and business management. And then eventually from vice president operations to president to chief operation officer in the year 2000. And the company is a lot more diverse today than when I first started. I started back in 75. We predominantly were a restaurant and a retail division.
Yeah, really. That was it.
We really expanded into the water park arena, into the golf arena. We're really a Four Seasons destination, and we really do a lot of cross marketing amongst those four divisions.
Well, and there's so much that's there, and we're going to have a chance to unpack that along the way. But you know, like you said, it's been 40-45 years of watching the growth, and through many ups and downs, you know, economically and everything else. And of course, we've got today's challenges with regard to a 1500 seat capacity restaurant. That really is in a brand new world right now. So, Bill, I know you've had a lot of challenges along the way and a lot of things that have been tremendous triumphs. We're looking forward to unpacking those here today on the Michigan Business Network. This is the Leadership Lowdown. I'm Vic Versero with Bill Parlberg, and we'll be right back.
Celebrate the holidays and send the gift of Mackinac Island's original Murdix fudge to your clients, friends, and family. The pure Michigan freshness of Mackinac's original fudge will be delivered direct to their door. Holiday gift boxes with your choice of 12 different fudge flavors. Caramel corn, brittles, and toffee are all made with pure Michigan ingredients. Original Murdix fudge, direct from Mackinac Island by ferry through December 18th. Visit originalmurdixfudge.com. That's originalmurdixfudge.com.
Thanks for tuning in to the Leadership Lowdown. This is Vic Versero here on the Michigan Business Network. I have the amazing Bill Parlberg with us today. He's the president and chief operating officer of Zenders of Frankenmuth. And, of course, that's not just chicken dinners. That's an awful lot of other things that he oversights, which is really pretty impressive. And, I was hoping today I could kind of sneak in and get some secrets from you, since you said you did a little cooking there. You know, sitting down to a plate of Zenders chicken is a favorite pastime of mine. So any secret sauce that you're going to share out here to the public?
Well, I can't give the recipes out, Vic, but I can tell you this. The same recipe when I started 45 years ago holds today. We've not deviated one iota on our seasonings, our spices, our cooking process and stuff. So what you're getting today, you got 45 years.
Oh, and it's been 45 years of perfection, I got to tell you. And what's really funny, Bill, you have some staff that are out there promoting your organization, and I went to a travel and meeting event and was a speaker there, and it was fun because some of the Zenders staff were there, and everybody there got the chicken seasoning container that you guys have, and I think that was the best thing you could give out, because I probably have bought about 5 cases of that every since to always use it. Don't want to be without it.
Part of our marketing strategy.
Yeah, well, you guys are mean and cruel that way, because we just have to keep buying more. I just love it.
Yeah.
Well, Bill, I got to tell you, you know, your story to me is inspiring. I love the notion that somebody can start out in humble ways, serving an organization, and because of your commitment, I spent 38 years with an organization. You've spent 40 plus, your entire life giving to that organization. I think that's a one-time gift. It's not something you can do over and over again. You can't start out somewhere as a dishwasher anywhere else and try to pretend you're going to be there for another 40 years. So when you think about this, somebody must have taken an interest in you, or there was a moment when you thought, this is my kind of people. What did that feel like all those years ago when you were kind of starry-eyed and wondering what you're going to do with your life?
Yeah, well, it certainly the furthest thing from my mind, being a dishwasher for the rest of my life. However, Eddie and Marion Zender, who were the owners and operators at the time, saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. They sort of under-shepherded me, overlooked my shoulders, and always encouraged me to be the best I could be. And they really shared a lot of how much they appreciated my performance, and they really cared a lot about their employees, and not just myself, but the whole staff. And, you know, that genuine concern and sort of mentorship was very subtle at the time, but it actually was the impetus and the springboard for me to go on and get a degree in hospitality management and finance, which they helped support.
Wow.
And then also just all along the way, they always were encouraging me to be the best I could be. They told me how much they appreciated my performance and that of the entire staff at Zenders. And really, those are the seedlings of the foundation of Zenders' great success. I mean,
it's
not just me, but, you know, when I started, we had 150 employees, and today I think we're upwards of 900 in peak employment. So just that growth over that period of time is a testament that they had a lot of things going right and a lot of great systems in place.
Yeah, and it had to be able to be that successful for all these years. I have to agree. I think I need to try to figure out, maybe you can give me some insight on this, is that, look, Frankenmuth's a pretty town, but it's been made gorgeous because of the investment in tourism and what the community collectively has done there together to make it really not only a wonderful place to visit, but a great place to live. I'm curious, there's other towns in Michigan where a river runs through it. How is it that somehow Frankenmuth gets sprinkled with the vacation land pixie dust, and other towns just seem to struggle and still have the river run through it, but nobody seems to care? Do you have any insight to what made that all possible?
You know, it didn't happen overnight, Vic. I think it was a lot of vision and foresight of some memorable people, and I could be missing some, but the Wally Brunners of the world, Zenders, the Tiny Zenders of the world, and many, many others that always wanted to work together for the greater whole. Frankenmuth was more important than any of the individual parts.
Wow.
And I really think that's been a guiding light, where Frankenmuth first, and then the individual businesses will benefit individually from that. So ability to work together, communicate together. In many cases, there's been, you know, disagreements and maybe direction and strategy or whatever, but there was always that common good of what's best for the community. And I think that drove investment, that drove trying to be the best they can be. Certainly, Brunner's has been a huge influence on Frankenmuth, as has Bavarian Inn and Zenders. But, you know, it's the whole package. It isn't just any one business, but that, and the service organizations are just bountiful within Frankenmuth. People, there's a culture in this community that people want to serve and work together for the better good of the community. And
well,
not for selfish reasons, but for community reasons, and to be the best we can be. So I think all of that just over time has there's no one silver bullet in my mind, but a lot of working together and camaraderie and cooperation.
Yeah. Well, you really latched on to something really key there, is the service mentality of the community. I think if you live in Frankenmuth, it feels like every other weekend there's a festival of some sort that you've got to volunteer and be a part of or do something with. There's so much going on. How do people not get burned out?
Well, I don't know. There's just this insatiable desire to give back and again, make the community the best it can be. I mean, part of the success of the growth of the community has been the festivals and the activities and the events. And there's been a lot of entrepreneurs that have been willing to take the risk and try new things and try to speak to different audiences at various times of the year. And really, I think that's one of the gems, is there's something going on almost every month or every quarter of each year of the year, in some shape or form, from Snowfest in the winter months to, you know, Kite Fest to Auto Fest to music festival to Volkslauf. I mean, I could go on and on.
Right,
and on.
Right. It's all there. Well,
just to attract different segments of different crowds throughout the year, which is really a good stabilizing influence on the community and the business community.
Well, and it's just amazing. I'm looking forward to hearing more about all the things going on up in Frankenmuth. We're so glad to have Bill Parlberg here on the Michigan Business Network. This is the Leadership Lowdown. I'm Vic Verschuro. We're going to pay some bills and come right back.
Michigan by Michigan. Here's to the big-hearted folks who know how to take on an even bigger job. Those who take personally the transportation of today's dreamers and tomorrow's leaders. It is said that the future belongs to those who show up. Thank you for making sure that we always do. Dean Transportation Professionals, always someone to look up to. What does it mean to be a Dean Transportation Professional? In a word, it means family, an extended family that has many roles, many opportunities, and many benefits. Being a part of the Dean family is much more than just a job. You become part of a thriving community of people built on a proud history, a community focused on transporting our youth to a brighter future. Dean Transportation. Be part of something special.
This is the Leadership Lowdown. I'm Vic Verschro and have the privilege of talking to Bill Paulberg. He is the President and Chief Operating Officer of Zenders of Frankenmuth. And, of course, Zenders and the entire Frankenmuth community have such a gem in the form of the Zender organization and some of the wonderful families that have made so much difference in terms of building a strong community and of tourism community that has stood the test of time, because I happen to love nostalgia, and I love when I drive through Frankenmuth and still see that neon light sign out front. You haven't replaced it with a 75-foot digital banner of any kind. So it's kind of fun to see the traditions live on. But, you know, Bill, what's so cool about your conversation here is the way that you've been plugged in. I met you through Rotary and was impressed with the way that you and the rest of the Rotary team were doing things. Tell me, that's not all you're involved with. You've been involved in quite a few organizations. Tell me about that.
Yeah, Vic, I sort of call them my four pillars of service that I've focused on, and certainly the recent months and years. And if I could just briefly touch on each of those four.
Well,
you mentioned about Rotary already.
Yeah.
I love their motto of service above self.
Yeah.
And a way to give back locally, but also internationally. But we can move on from there. But two other very important organizations I really enjoy working with is the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
In Lansing, 7,000 member organization, currently led by Rich Studley. I was chair of that group three or four years ago, and I've served on their board, and really a great statewide reach for business. So I've really enjoyed my association and mentorship with Rich Studley and the Michigan State Chamber. Also currently serve on the Michigan Travel Commission. That's sort of headed up by Dave Lorenz. And we have fellow commissioners from around the state of Michigan whose sole responsibility as travel commissioners is to promote hospitality and the tourism industry around the state. I think there's 11 or 12 of us that are operators and either owners or operators of hospitality businesses. And we go around the state and promote our business, which certainly in today's times is much needed.
Yeah.
And then finally, my other fourth pillar would be the Northwood University involvement. I'm currently a trustee of Northwood University. As I mentioned earlier, I got my undergraduate MBA and also honorary doctorate at Northwood. And I thoroughly enjoy working with the trustee team on a private free enterprise college in Midland, Michigan. The current CEO, Kent McDonald, has been great to work with prior to Keith Pretty. So, you know, all along the way, I've had the state associations, local associations have really helped me not only in personal and professional development, but they're great networking ways to give back not only to your immediate area, but statewide. So really learned a lot from these four organizations.
Well, I think that's incredible. And I just wonder, as I think about, you know, being involved with that much and then oversighting the operations that you do with Zenders, it's not just wandering through the dining room. It's all the other operations that you have to oversight. Tell me, is there a time when you as a volunteer sometimes go, I got too much on my plate? Or is that why there's four pillars? Because you can focus on those four and be able to manage it.
Yeah, it can be. I love the variety. I love the interaction, networking, and getting around outside. I love the Frankenmuth area, but I also like the statewide reach and stuff like that. Sometimes it can be a little bit daunting, but we have a great management team. We've got a lot of longevity in our management team. We have probably less than 1% management turnover within our leadership team at Zenders. So I'm working with 20 and 30 year old veterans, 30 year veterans of our organization. So it does allow me the opportunity to get out and around the state and do some other community outreach things and things that are statewide in nature. But it's a delicate balance. I love the variety of my position and being able to oversee four different divisions of the company, but I also like to step out into Lansing and around the state through the Travel Commission and interface with other operators around this great state.
Well, in your world, you never wake up and go ho-hum the same things once again. I mean, talk about keeping it fresh. There's always something going on, and of course the dynamics of everything. But, you know, I think, again, what's stunning to me is that when we have successful organizations, whether that's statewide entities or whether it's right there on Main Street of Frankenmuth, there's got to be some strong personalities and strong wills. How do you work through conflict in some of those things to make sure that you keep it all about the big picture, not individual selfish needs? Is there any secret sauce in all of that?
No, I don't know if there's a secret sauce. I think each community has its own personality, Vic, but there's always been, in my entire career and in my time in Frankenmuth, there's always been, again, that Frankenmuth first, and it's not about the individual business, but it's about the collective whole. And that just, for some reason, has transcended through multiple generations, at least from my business exposure. And that still happens today. Yeah, there's disagreements, and there's times where people have different perspectives on things and stuff, but when we leave the table and agree on what it is we're going to do and how we're going to march forward, everyone's on board.
Well,
and we just, again, service above self leads the way.
Well, and I think, honestly, Bill, if I think about it and personally have observed you and watched you, it's that service above self. It attracts others to want to do the same thing, and that's kind of the magic, I think, in terms of how you get things done with in big ways and so many wonderful ways. We're so glad that you have taken time out, Bill, to be with us today here on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Vic Verschuro here on the Leadership Lowdown. We're going to be right back, so don't go away.
You can listen to the Michigan Business Network on SoundCloud, iTunes, on the smartphone app, and on its website at www.michiganbusinessnetwork.com.
Thanks for tuning in to the Michigan Business Network. This is Vic Verschuro here on the Leadership Lowdown, and I have with me today Bill Parlberg. He is President and Chief Operating Officer of Zenders of Frankenmuth. If you have not been there, I would recommend you load up your car and head that way right away. Zenders is a fantastic destination restaurant, and it's surrounded by the gem of the Michigan tourism industry. So it's so great to have you here, Bill. And Bill, as we think about our headlines and what we're all dealing with, it's interesting to me because I've been in a few leadership roles, and I remember being told one time that you manage things and you lead people. And in these times and some of the difficulties that we're having, I can't think of an organization that's probably more stressed right now than restaurants, and ones that are not set up for a large takeout business. So with all of that in mind, these have been trying times, haven't they?
To say the least, Vic, we've been at this thing now, it seems like forever, but I think the onset was back in March, and here we are in the 1st of December, and it's certainly been one of the most challenging things I've dealt with in my career and our organization. And I guess a couple positives. I always look at the positive spin on things. Yes, we've got our challenges and things, but we are blessed with a couple things that position Zenders to maybe weather the storm a little better than some other operators, and we're just very fortunate. One is that we have four divisions. So we have retail, we have lodging, we have a water park, we have a restaurant, we have a golf course. So we're not relying on any one of those four divisions. So each feeds off of each other. For instance, we had the best golf season we've had once we were allowed to open this year. We had a fabulous golf season. Our retail business is actually ahead of last year at this point in time because that wasn't quite as affected, you know, didn't have the shutdown periods that maybe sit-down dining has.
Right.
Water park, when we're allowed to open, again, we had comparable business to last year, obviously with restrictions and capacity issues where, you know, year-to-date, we certainly aren't anywhere near where we'd like to be. And then, you know, the biggest challenge obviously has been sit-down dining, and that's been sort of start and stop since back in March. But you know, when we were allowed to operate at limited capacity, we did well. The demand is there.
The
consumer does want to get out safely. They do want to. That's in their DNA. They like visiting. They like touring the state. They like sit-down dining. They like outdoor dining. They like water parks. They like to golf. They like to do things that Michiganders like to do. So we're very fortunate in that we can speak to and still service some of that need, although not at the normal capacity limit. So when we have a 25 or 50% capacity restriction, when you have 1,500 seats at 50% capacity, we're fortunate and we still have 750 seats that we can seat when we're allowed to do sit-down dining.
Great point.
Most operators don't have that luxury. They may have one dining room that seats 50 guests, and therefore they can only seat when they can open 25 guests at a time. It's very tough in our industry on lower margins to make a profit when you're operating at zero. Well, you can't make a profit, obviously, or even just 50, 25% capacity. So, yeah, it's certainly been a challenge. It's been a challenge on our organization, our people. We've persevered. We're just really pushing those areas that we can operate, like to-goes, takeouts. Retail online is big for us right now. And we're just going to fight and work our way through this thing and come out the other end, and let's hope that soon.
I love it. And we're praying for you, Bill, because honestly, that it's such an important thing, and I just know that people are slugging it out. Our show right now is heading out to a lot of business owners that have far fewer resources than the mighty Zenders, but it doesn't mean that those aren't those problems aren't they're magnified when it's bigger, and they're just as big when they're small. So it's a matter of proportions. But you know, when I think about this, Bill, I'm wondering in your mind, and I don't want to put you on a spot, but it just seems like when you run into a crisis, so whatever that is, as you run into a crisis in a leadership role, are there any key elements that you go, here's what leadership has to do when the wheels come off of all rational business enterprises? Yeah. I mean, any of those 1, 2, 3s for us that you've dealt with or have found successful?
Oh, boy. I guess 2 come to mind, and this is more my personal leadership style, Vic, is first of all, keep your head on straight. Try to keep a calm. I mean, deep down inside, you might be really thinking and riled or whatever, but leadership means, to me, showing a calmness and not getting radically carried away or radically concerned or emotional or whatever. So stability, a calmness would be one. Number 2 is we're real big on consensus and the team decisions. We are not an autocratic organization by any means. We'll sit down and get the input of our management team, our supervisors, our hourly staff, and we really always keep the guests in the forefront of what their needs are.
Yeah.
So I think gathering as much input as you can, make decisions and take direction, gives you a lot better buy-in in the long run.
Yeah, well, and what a difference that makes. And it's be calm and carry on. But you know, I think you're onto something too. Is because when you've got people here running around with their hair on fire, and everything looks like it's the darkest doom and gloom, and the sirens are going off, you need somebody to step forward and say, okay, everybody calm down, let's execute the plan, and let's stick to our guns. And I can just see you doing that, Bill, and I just think that's what great leaders do, is they have that peace and calmness in the state of all the craziness. Well, Bill, again, we're so glad you're here on the Michigan Business Network. This is the Leadership Lowdown. We're going to be right back with Bill Parlberg from Zenders and right after these messages.
Now hiring? Capital Area Michigan Works can assist you with your hiring needs, all at no cost. From large-scale hiring assistance to locating the right candidate for a hard-to-fill position, Capital Area Michigan Works is your resource. We offer creative solutions from career fairs to on-the-job training grants and scholarship programs to make sure you have the best and brightest employees. Visit our website at www.camw.org to learn more about how we can assist your business with its hiring needs. Michigan,
Michigan. Welcome back to Leadership Lowdown. This is Vic Verschuro here with the mighty Bill Parlberg. He is the President and Chief Operating Officer of Zenders of Frankenmuth. And Bill, Michigan Business Network is glad to have you on the air here today, and we're so glad to have a chance to highlight one of our iconic organizations that bring literally thousands of people to Michigan and a lot of Michiganders straight to Frankenmuth over the years. But Bill, you know, in our last segment, we talked about some of the crises management and some of the challenges that come with that. I just wonder, in your amazing career up there in that town and serving the state in many capacities, have there been some leaders and some moments that you thought, this is really something I can take home and I can apply, or this is an example of some pretty impressive leadership? Anybody or events come to mind?
You know, I've already alluded to Eddie and Marion Zender, but another one that I certainly can't forget would be Wally Brunner.
Absolutely.
Certainly a man of vision well ahead of his time, a brilliant marketer and merchandiser. I don't know if you've been to Brunner's Christmas Wonderland, but
of course.
It's certainly one of the pillars of the community. You know, and there's other individuals that I really look up to that I've learned over the year, worked with over the years. Certainly currently, Al Zender, our CEO of Zenders, and Martha Shelton and Susan Zender, they are today's generation of owners of Zenders of Frankenmuth. All three of which have been very instrumental and helpful in shaping me, who I am today. They have really carried the legacy of Eddie and Marion Zender. And again, as I alluded to, their third going into fourth generation family business. And in family and business, only 3% of family businesses make it beyond the third generation. 97% don't.
Wow, that's interesting.
And I think that is a tribute of leadership, longevity leadership, that to be going third into fourth generation in a challenging business sector, you know, the hospitality business, albeit we have four divisions. But I think that's a tribute to the longevity and leadership within our organization. But you know, there's several others, within the Rotary circles, too many to mention. I have a lot of respect for Mike Young, local car dealer, has been very successful, made it through some, challenging times. You know, Frank Booth Insurance Company. There's a host of strong leadership in Frank Booth, and a lot of the smaller to mid-sized operators, really help contribute to the total picture of what Frank Booth is. It isn't just chicken dinners and Christmas ornaments, but it's shopping and the experience and stuff. So, there's just too numerous to mention, Vic, and I'd probably be remiss in forgetting somebody.
Yeah, oh, sure.
I started doing it.
But, you know, Bill, I think you did bump into something there that I want to maybe circle back to, because I think it's really important to really understand something. When you mentioned that roughly 97% of these family businesses don't make it into the third generation, I think something special must have happened in the Zender enterprise, because it feels like what's happened is there's been a philosophy and a focus on customers and some things that have been handed down from generation to generation that if you're not careful, you kind of end up with kids that drift away, or that you get off of your center and you're really not doing the things that made you great. And it feels like there's been a little bit of that's been handed down that's made Zenders true to their cornerstones of customers first and having a fantastic experience. Would you agree with that? Do you see that?
Yes, and I think that's there's several reasons why businesses don't make it, beyond the third generation. Some are economic and some are organizational.
Sure.
But one thing Zender's always been crystal clear on, and that's their mission and vision is to every guest leaves satisfied. Mm. That's our mission statement. And to the extent we do that and deliver that, no matter what generation is, no matter what period of time, if you're listening to your customer and satisfying those needs, you'll be in business. You have a bright future. There's going to be bumps along the way, but we've always had a focus on the guest. And to be nimble and flexible, too, to adjust your business based on the conditions and what the consumer is looking for. You also got to hang on to what's worked for you, but you also got to reinvent yourself. And that's an ongoing daily and weekly challenge. And just one other dimension that I don't want to forget is, the Christian values of not only the Zender family, but the Frankenmuth community. Can't go without saying, the Lord has a hand in looking out for the community of Frankenmuth, its leaders, and that type of thing. And I'm very proud that we are a Christian-oriented community, believes in God, and our sins are forgiven, and we have eternal life. And what a long-term mission and vision for not only a community but an organization like Zender.
Yeah, well, and I think what that really does for me is close the whole circle of this being a fundamentally an organization that's just true to some of the tried and proven values of rural America. I mean, I just think about the festivals and fun, the service above self, the religious values that are there. There's just so much that's a part of that makes it a beacon and a shining light for a lot of us to go, wow, they've got something special there. And I think what you just shared is that it all starts with the people. And so, Bill, I'm just so grateful to have some of your time. So glad you tuned into the Michigan Business Network. This is the Leadership Lowdown. I'm Vic Verschuro. We'll be right back.
The attorneys of Foster Swift, Collins & Smith offer legal counsel to businesses, families, individuals, and municipalities throughout Michigan, with offices in Lansing, Farmington Hills, Grand Rapids, Detroit, Marquette, and Holland. Clients know they can count on Foster Swift for all their legal needs, from straightforward wills to sophisticated business transactions and complex litigation. Learn more about Foster Swift and how they can assist you at fosterswift.com.
Hi, I'm Vic Verschuro, and of course, you've tuned in to the Leadership Lowdown here on the Michigan Business Network. We've got with us today Bill Parlberg. He is the President and Chief Operating Officer of Zenders of Frankenmuth, and Bill has had so many good gems and takeaways for today's conversation. I would be remiss, though, Bill, if I didn't go back and at least just tell my Wally Bronner story, because I had the privilege, and it was a privilege, to meet Wally. And talk about somebody with star power and just an energy that was just unbelievable. And I remember Wally talking about his humble beginnings, where he had I think it was a Christmas store downtown where it's kind of a hobby, and that hobby just got out of hand, and he bought a bunch of acres south of town and made Bronner's Christmas Wonderland an incredible place, and just done some really visionary things. And I think the whole world knows about him because every time I'm driving in other states, I see signs for Bronner's in Frankenmuth. So what a promoter he was, and he put everybody on the map, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, and I think about when we think about some of the iconic people there, I love what you've shared with us today about, they've all come together, really service above self in a community that's really trying to do some amazing things and help each other, really help the entire experience along the way. And so one of the things I wanted to circle back with, you mentioned this, you said that Zenders needed to reinvent itself from time to time and do some of those things. But isn't it interesting because you're balancing something special there. You're balancing tradition and expectations of having that tradition upheld and with trying to be new and different or trying to be innovative. And how do you thread that needle, Bill? Because it doesn't seem easy.
Well, it's a delicate balance, Vic. And again, if you have your ear to the customer, they're going to tell you what their needs, desires, and preferences are. And I'll just give you a brief example. About 75% of all of our meals served are chicken, Zender's world-famous chicken.
Yeah.
And it's a recipe that's been around for three generations. However, today's consumer is starting to look for some alternatives. They know we do chicken well. They love our fried chicken. That's still at 70-75% of all of our meals served. But they're starting to look at rotisserie chicken. They're starting to look at baked chicken. They're starting to take a look at other forms of chicken because they trust we know how to do chicken right. So without abandoning their world-famous chicken dinners, we're taking a look at other alternatives of chicken, and we let the guests make the choice on do they want the traditional chicken, or would they like rotisserie chicken or a broiled chicken or whatever. So we're trying to balance the tradition of the past with the needs of the current consumer.
You know, I think that's so cool, and I honestly, you know, for somebody like me that rolls in and just plops down for the chicken dinner, I just love the fact that there's so much business and science that goes behind all of this, and it just reminds me, Bill, that, you know, business doesn't happen by accident. There's always got to be some form of leadership and some form of vision for that whole thing to make it all work. Well, before we run out of time, I want to make sure that I have anybody that hasn't been to Frankenmuth, let's try not to slap their hands. Let's still welcome them because we want them to know that Frankenmuth's open for business. And tell me about if I wanted to come to Frankenmuth and I wanted to stay overnight, tell me about what I need to do. How do I make the most of that trip?
Well, probably the best, Vic, would be to go to our website. We have a fabulous website, www.zenders.com. And you're going to see the lodging, the restaurant, the retail, the golf division. So you just certainly scroll down into that. And when, for instance, if you want to get in the lodging category, it'll give you a panoramic view of a room. It'll give you availability. It'll give you our hours of business, when the water park's open, what the rates would be that particular day. So more and more our guests is shopping online. They're doing their homework online. Many will call and book or come in person or whatever. But a lot of the homework can be done on our website, which is very well done and easy to navigate.
Well, and I gotta bust in here, Bill, because that water park is an indoor water park, right? So this is 365
correct.
Days out of the year that you guys are blasting kids down those amazing slides that pop out the side of the building and everything else. You've got it going on there, and it looks, and when you pull in, I don't know who your designer was, but they didn't just build a building. They popped the slides out, and it just looks like a place you got to go to.
Yeah, that was intentional, and then by design, we also, it's 84 degrees in there year-round, no matter what it is, and today it's in the low 30s and breezy here in Frankenmuth, but it's 84 all year-round in the water park, so it's a guaranteed vacation, and irregardless of the weather.
Yeah, well, you know, and what a special place on earth. So I just want to let you know that I have a dream, and my dream would be to be locked inside Zender's for an entire night, because I would just go to the basement where the bakery's at and wind my way through it. What a time I'd have. Well, hey, Bill, I can't thank you enough. And really, I want to also thank you for your time, of course, but I want to say thank you for your service. You've served Michigan in so many wonderful ways. You've just retired off the Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors after serving as past chair. You have all these other organizations you've been involved with. Bill, you've made a difference, and I really think, at the bottom of my emails, it says, anybody can make a living, I want to make a difference, and I think you've done that, and I just hold you up as kind of a treasure for Michigan and an example of what leadership really should look like. Thank you, sir.
Thanks so much, Vic. It's been my honor and pleasure.
I want to thank you for tuning in to the Leadership Lowdown. This is Vic Verschuro here on the Michigan Business Network. We look forward to talking to you next time. Thanks again, Bill.